3 years ago, I discovered the heartbeat of God.
就说二十三年前，我才知道有神，我们的父神的心跳。
I tell you a secret this night. I tell you a secret this night.
我今天晚上告诉你一个秘密。
You can also discover the heartbeat of God.
你今天可以发现神的心跳。
And it goes like this.
那个心跳是这样子的。
You place your hand over your heart.
你把你的手放在你的心上。
Come on, place your hand over your heart.
就让我们把手放在心上。
Some of you are heartless.
好像有的人没有心一样。
And listen carefully.
然后你很小心地听。
Some of your heartbeat goes. Listen carefully, silently.
就是很安静的，很小声地听。
People, right? Now listen, fine tune a little bit. It's people.
再调整一下。
People, everybody say people.
People. 讲的就。People.
Amen. That's the heartbeat of God.
这就是神的心跳。
It's people. Amen.
都是关乎人。
For God loves, for God so loves the world.
因为神爱世人。
Come on, church.
真的，教会都是这个心跳都是在讲人。
It's people. Amen.
都是讲世人，人。
Praise God.
赞美神。
Tonight we have the pleasure of having Pastor John, the pastor of Amazing Grace Church here.To have the honor to ask you for something very important. Come on, let's
今天我们有荣幸请周牧师上来，他跟我们讲几句话，关于一些很重要的事情。
Yes, very important.
是的，很重要。
第一个很重要的问题就是要问在场的，在过去两晚都在这边这个参加这个聚会的举手。
One question: Who are here both nights? Please raise your hand.In the past two nights.
这些举手的是有福的。
Those who raise your hands, blessed are those.
Yeah. 然后第二个问题。
Second question.
你第一次今天才来参加这个世界宣教大会的，请举手。
You are the first time to attend this World Mission Conference tonight. Please raise your hand.
你也是有福的。
Blessed are you too.
能够来参加这次世界宣教大会的人都是有福的。
Whoever can attend this World Mission Conference is really blessed.
因为你在这一次大会上面，你可以听到神对教会的心意。
Because at this conference, you can hear the heart, the desire of God's heart.
你可以听到神对你们的教会的呼召。
Because you can hear the calling from the Lord for your church.
你也可以听到神对温哥华的心意和呼召。
You can hear the calling from the Lord to Vancouver.
我们在两年以前，神透过 Jason Ma 对温哥华发预言。
Two years ago, Jason Ma prophesied over Vancouver.
他发了两个预言。
Two prophecies.
第一个预言说温哥华是西安之城。
The first one is Vancouver is the city of Zion.
第二个预言就是说温哥华是安迪阿的城市。
The second prophecy is, Vancouver is the city of Antioch.
我们看到今年神透过更新团契召开了两次的特会。
This year, through Renewal Group, we have two conferences.
第一次是在犹太人的新年的前夕召开了一个华人同心同行的特会。
The first one was the gathering of the Chinese on the Rosh Hashanah.
那一次的特会的主题是要温哥华成为神的居所，也是要同心同行。
That the theme of that conference was let Vancouver be the dwelling place for the Lord, and people will gather together in one accord.
如果众教会都同心同行，就成为神的居所，就成为西安之城。
All churches gathered together in one accord will become the dwelling place for the Lord, the city of Zion.
在十月份，神又在温哥华来特别召开这个世界宣教大会。
And then in October, the Lord used this city to a call for this mission conference.
就是让温哥华要成为安提阿的城市。
Let Vancouver be the city of Antioch.
温哥Jason Ma 没有告诉我们温哥华怎么样可以成为安提阿的城市。
Jason Ma did not tell us how Vancouver can become city of Antioch.
他只是发了一个预言，温哥华要成为安提阿的城市。
He just prophesied.That's all.
这一次世界宣教大会告诉我们一个明确的答案。
This World Mission Conference did tell us a very clear answer.
温哥华怎么样成为安提阿的城市？
How can Vancouver be the city of Antioch?
就要让越来越多的温哥华的教会成为安提阿的教会。
Let more and more churches in Vancouver become churches of Antioch.
让你的教会要成为安提阿的教会。
Let your church be church of Antioch.
温哥华就成为安就成为安提阿的城市。
And Vancouver will become the city of Antioch.
你说我的教会怎么成为安提阿的教会？
You say, how can our church be a church of Antioch?
这是宣教大会告诉我们。
This mission conference tells us.
你需要有一个宣教的意向。
You need to have a vision for missions.
我们怎么样得到一个宣教的意向？
How can we receive this vision?
我们就是要看到神的心意。
We want to see the heart of the Lord.
神的心意。就是要让教会成为一个宣教的教会。
God's heart is, He wants the church to become a church of missions.
宣教不是我们教会的一个事工。
Missions is not a mission, a ministry of a church.
我过去一直认为宣教是教会的一个事工。
I used to think mission is part of ministry.
因为我受到一本书的影响。
Because I was influenced by a book.
那本书告诉我们，这个教会就像一个水桶。
That book tells me the church is like a bucket.
有那个水桶是由很多的木板组成的。
It's made composed by wooden bucket.
宣教就是那一块木板。
Mission is one of the.
那就是说，宣教是众多的事工当中的一个事工。
It's one of many many ministries.
如果你是这样的思想
，If you have that thought,
你根本不会成为安提阿的教会。
You won't become the church of Antioch.
你根本没有得到宣教的意向。
You don't receive the vision.
宣教的意向是众你教会所有事工的那个目的，就是叫做宣教的意向。
The vision of mission is all ministry's purpose.
宣教不是众多的木板当中的一块。
It's not one piece of all those wooden pieces.
它是把所有每一块的木板都把它箍起来的那个箍。
Those wooden pieces were gathered together by missions.
神透过这个世界宣教大会。对我们来说话。
Through this World Mission Conference, God speaks to us.
圣灵对教会所说的话，有耳可听的就应当听。
The Holy Spirit speaks to the church. He who has ears should hear.
我相信今天晚上神要把他的心意更清楚地向我们显明。
I believe tonight God will reveal His heart to us even more clearly.
所以我说。在过去的两个晚上来到这里的人是有福的。
That's why I say in the past two nights you were here, you are blessed.
今天晚上能够来到这里的人是有福的。
And tonight you can come and you are blessed.
因为你在这里可以听到神对教会的心意。
Because here you can hear the heart from the Lord.
你可以在这里听到神对城市的心意。
You can hear the God's heart desire for the church and for the city.
如果我们有一个正确的回应。
If we have a right response.
我们要把自己奉献给神。
We want to offer up ourselves.
因为神的心意，神的心意，他只有一个儿子。
He has only one begotten son.
他让他的那个儿子成了宣教士。
He let his only son become missionary.
神为了我们把他的儿子舍弃。
He sacrificed his own son for our sake.
我们能够为神献上什么呢？
What can we offer up to the Lord?
我们把自己奉献给神。
We can offer up ourselves to the Lord.
首先用我们的金钱来表示我们是把我们自己奉献给神。
We can use our money to as a, you know, a sacrifice.
我们用我们的行动，我们用我们的行动来回应神。
We can use our action to respond to the Lord.
支持这一个这个宣教的使团。
We can support.This mission.
让他们能够把神的心意能够传递给更多的教会
so that they can deliver this God's heart to more and more churches
更多的城市
more cities
所以我们下面要有一个这个收奉献的时间
so we are going to collect offerings
这是我们来为神的国栽种的这个机会
this is a very good opportunity for us to plant for the kingdom
如果你心里面有感动
if you have
你愿意来为神的国来栽种
you want to plant for the kingdom
我们在这里来为这个奉献来祷告
we will pray
求神来 multiply
yeah we pray the Lord will multiply the offering
让更多的人灵魂能够归到神的国
let more souls be saved
让神的心意能够得到满足
Let his heart be satisfied.
如果没有奉献带或者你 要写支票的话
if you want to write a check,
你写 VCRF,
you write the check payable to VCRF,
VCRF, 哪个你需要奉献贷你可以
whoever needs an offering bag, please raise your hand.
当我们让神的心意得到满足的时候
When we satisfy God's heart,
我们的神是一位慷慨的神
Our God is a generous God.
他是一位施恩的神
He's a God who gives grace.
他要敞开天上的窗户
He will open heavenly windows.
倾覆在我们的身上
Pour down his blessings upon us.
让我们无处可容
So that we don't even have place to store it.
我趁着这个机会还想讲几句话。
I still want to speak a few words, taking this opportunity.
我觉得神透过这几次的特会都在对温哥华的教会讲话。
I feel through these past conferences, God has been speaking to Vancouver.
我们做牧师的人都有一个经验。
We pastors, we have this kind of
experience. 或者我们在教会生活了几年的基督徒都有这个经验。
Or Christians in the church after a few years, we have this kind of experience.
我们看到在教会里面许多的人都对神不是很认真。
We can see that many people at church, they are not very serious about God.
很多的人都在教会里面玩游戏。
They play games in church.
怎么样可以使人在教会里面能够认真
How can we make people be serious about God?
不再在教会里面玩游戏。
Not to play church.
我们还有这个经验。
We have this kind of
experience. 就是我们费了很多的力气。
We spare no effort.
我们发现结的属灵的果实非常的少。
We discover the fruit.
怎么样使我们的服事能够多结果实
？How can we bear more fruit?
能够结属灵的果实。
The fruit of Holy Spirit, how can we bear it?
就是有一个条件
Only one condition.
就是要有神的同在
We need the presence of the Lord.
就是要有神的恩膏
We need the anointing of God.
就是要有神的能力
We need his power.
彰显在教会
Many be manifested in church.
但是我们用了所有的方法
But we use all kinds of methods.
我们寻求神的恩膏
We seek for his
anointing.
We seek for his power.
寻求神的同在
We seek for his presence.
我们看到这些大部分人都在教会玩游戏
But we see most people are playing church.
都不是在教会里面认真
They are not serious.
而且我们的服事都没有什么果属灵的果实结出来。
And our ministries, we don't really bear fruit.
这一次特会告诉我们的秘诀。
This conference tells us a secret.
怎么样才会有神的同在
？How can you get God's presence?
怎么样才会有神的恩膏
？How can you receive His anointing?
怎么样才会有神的能力
？How can you how can His power be manifested?
就是我们要去宣教。
We need to go.
当我们去宣教的时候，耶稣说：“我就参与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
When we go, the Lord says, I'll be with you until the end of the world.
去世界去宣教。
We need to go and go into the mission field in the whole wide world.
好，我们来为这个奉献
做一个祷告。We'll pray for the offering.
神的天父，我们感谢赞美。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you.
我们感谢你爱我们。
We thank you for loving us.
你爱温哥华。
You love Vancouver.
你爱温哥华的教会。
You love the churches in Vancouver.
你差遣你的使徒的团队来到这里。
You send your apostolic team to our city.
把你的心意来向我们显明。
To share your heart with us.
把你的呼召来向我们显明。
Share your calling to us.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you. We praise you.
主啊，我们要来回应你的呼召。
We want to respond to your calling.
主啊，我们要用我们的奉献来回应你的呼召。
We use the offering to respond.
主啊，求你来祝福这个每一笔的奉献。
This response.
让每一笔的奉献都能够倍增。
Let every fold offering be multiplied.
有三十倍的。
30-fold,
有六十倍的
60-fold,
有一百倍的
100-fold.
求你敞开天上的窗户
Please open up the heavenly window and pour down your blessings and bless
你的使徒的团队
your apostolic team
祝福每一位在今天在这里的
Bless everyone that is here
祝福每一笔的奉献
Bless every offering
奉耶稣基督的名
In the name of Jesus Christ
Amen
Amen, Amen. Amen.